Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you may want to consider getting out of the office and working from a coffee shop.
Yes, and actually, before we dive in, David and I are actually recording in the same location. If you've been following WP the Podcast for a while now, we've done this once before, and it's always a treat to get together in person, get some work done, and record our episodes standing next to each other, because normally we're hundreds of miles apart.
And this topic actually came about because Tim and I, instead of working out of his home office, decided to head on over to a coffee shop, and we just seemed to get a lot of stuff done. And on our way back, we were talking about, man, that would make a good podcast episode. Seems like every time we go to a coffee shop, get out of the office, we're hyper-focused, we get a lot of stuff done, and we thought, as we were talking about it, we just realized, hey, maybe it's a good idea to let people know they may want to do it from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first reason for me, and I've noticed, because not just when David and I are working on stuff together, you know, collaborating, but also when I go there just on my own, I seem to be way more productive. And so I've thought about it, and I think it comes down to the change of scenery. I'm in my same home office every day, day in and day out. And so just kind of mixing it up, for some reason, just kind of helps my focus. And so for me, the number one thing is the change of scenery.
Yeah, and I think for myself, it has to do with I'm inspired by my environment. Yeah. Now, most of our listeners know that I'm a digital nomad. My wife and I live in an RV. We travel around. So different sceneries are kind of normal for me. Tim, who has a stationary home office, I can see where that's beneficial and stuff. So I tend to get inspired by my environment. So typically when you go into a coffee shop midday during the week or even late morning, early afternoon, there are other people in there with laptops open, working, a lot more remote workers these days than there ever have been before. So they're just getting stuff done. You know, it's not people hanging out, and it's good to be around other people, even if you're not, like, you know, talking to them, just being with them. I think that helps me for some reason.
Yeah, definitely. And the background noise too, like for some reason, like if someone was outside of my home office, like having a super loud conversation, that would be like distracting and it would be annoying for me. But for some reason at the coffee shop, there is background noise. There is people that are working on stuff together, like David and I were today working on stuff, collaborating. But for some reason at the coffee shop, that background noise of the chattering, the work going on, as well as like the espresso machines, like the steamers going off. Like for some reason that, like, it's all like subconsciously like helping me focus on whatever it is. Can't really explain it. I'm sure a psychologist could actually give you good scientific reasons why it's beneficial, but it just is. It's fascinating how that changes scenery. I feel like, though, if I were to go there every single day, that it would stop being beneficial and my productivity would go down. So I think for me, the biggest thing is, like I said, the change of scenery, kind of mixing it up.
Absolutely. And of course, last but not least, hashtag coffee, nectar of the gods. Who does not get inspired by the smell of fresh roasted coffee beans? And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but coffee just tends to set me at peace. I don't drink it for the effect. I don't even drink it for the flavor. I drink it because it's something psychologically that just, you know, relaxes me and sets me at peace. So,
you drink it for the experience.
I drink it for the experience. There you go.
Yeah, I had a friend like that he would always want a cup of coffee, and then he would end up taking like two sips and it just goes cold, and then he wouldn't even drink it again. But for some reason, just the smell of it, the thought of it, and then just those first couple tastes was so satisfactory to him, even though he didn't even consume the entire cup of coffee. For me, it's kind of all the above. I do like the caffeine. I do like the smell and the taste. and the overall experience. But yeah.
I am going to say, being here with Tim, I've never noticed this before. Typically, when we have recorded together, I'm in a different room. We've got our different mic setups. And we finally realized after doing this a few times that, hey, why don't we just plug into one, you know, device here with both of our microphones and record it that way. So that's how we're doing this one. And I noticed that Tim, I think I could make him an honorary Cajun. Being from South Louisiana, Cajuns, we talk with our hands. We're always moving, you know, our hands are going. And I can tell you, we need to video us sometimes because Tim and I are just moving and beeping and bopping. And our hands are going 20 miles an hour when we're talking and stuff. And maybe it's not a Cajun thing. Maybe it's a human being thing.
Yeah,
so
that's funny. Yeah, because we normally when we record, we're using video conferencing software, Zoom, and we're in different locations. But we do have the video turned on. But I guess we don't really watch each other.
Yeah,
we're looking at our own thing in the monitor. And now I'm like all self-conscious about talking with my hands because David just pointed
it
out.
Right,
because I don't even think about it. It just happens.
All right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic. We hope you tune in to WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.